The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What is up? This is the Hoop Ball Clippers podcast. Brandon Marcus here. We're recording this on a Thursday night, and this is actually the second time I'm recording this. Just recorded a podcast, press stop, and then for some reason, all of the audio just chopped up. Chopped up, you'll go 5 or 6 seconds, and then you'd have just blank space for about 7 or 8 seconds, and then it would start back up for 5 or 6 seconds. So going to make this one a little bit shorter, because it is close to now 11 p.m. on Thursday night, and your boy has to get to sleep at some point. So I wanted to talk about the Clippers and the game last night. I said I would give a quick podcast to discuss the game, because I was not pleased with how yesterday occurred and how the loss happened. But before we do that, I got to tell you about a couple of things. First, tell you about this podcast is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. Like all of our shows, this is our title sponsor. Check out their website at HawaiianIsles.com, on Amazon by searching for Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee, or on Twitter at Hein Kona Coffee. That's Hi Kona Coffee. Now, have you heard about MyBookie.ag yet? That is our main betting partner here at HoopBall. Sign up for a new account. Use the promo code today. That's the word today. And MyBookie will give you a 50% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Do you want to bet on basketball? They got you covered. You know who else bets on basketball? The guys at HoopBall Gaming. Our new HoopBall Twitter handle, at HoopBall Gaming. They release plays every single day. They have a podcast where they talk about their plays, why they're going with a certain side. They will educate you on gambling. So maybe you're a beginner, you don't really know what you're doing yet. You can still have some fun. Don't you worry. Go ahead. Put some money in. Doesn't have to be a ton of money. You want to maybe do some poker, some blackjack. You think you know soccer, the Premier League. You know basketball, baseball, football, tennis, whatever it might be. You want to put on the bet the props for the Super Bowl. You think you know that the Chiefs are going to maybe beat the 49ers. You want to put some money on it. Don't worry. The guys at HoopBall Gaming will help you out. Go to HoopBall Gaming, the Twitter handle. Listen to the podcast as well. These guys break down the games. They do a tremendous job. Then go ahead, take a couple of dollars, and go to mybookie.ag. Sign up for a new account. Use the promo code today. That's the word today. MyBookie will give you a 50% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Head there again. That's mybookie.ag, and the promo code is the word today. Now, quickly, I want to chat about the game last night, because the first time around, I gave this whole rant, and I'm going to give it quickly again. It's going to be a shorter version of the rant. Again, this is going to be a very short podcast. I was really unhappy last night after the game, and I haven't felt that way about a Clippers game in quite some time. And so I wondered to myself, why is that? Because I've seen the Clippers lose games. I've seen them lose plenty of games during the times with Donald Sterling, and now you're expecting to win with Steve Ballmer at the helm, Doc Rivers, you have Kawhi and PG, but you didn't have them last night. You didn't have Pat Beverly. So why am I upset that they lost a game without Kawhi, PG, and Pat Beverly, their three best defenders? Well, Atlanta didn't have Trae Young, and the Clippers still had Montrezl Harrell, still had Lou Williams. They still had Landry Shamet. You know who else they had that apparently disappeared off the bench for some reason? Ivica Zubats. Where did he go? Where did he go in that second half? He ended up as a +2 in a game that the Clippers lost. What are the Clippers doing right now with Zubats? His minutes right now don't make sense, and I don't appreciate it as someone that watches so much basketball and knows how important rebounding is, knows how important defense is. Atlanta had 23 offensive rebounds last night. 23! You knew who gets rebounds? Zoo gets rebounds. You knew who didn't get rebounds last night? Montrezl Harrell. You know why? Not because he's not a great player, because he is. He was tired. He played the final 17 and a half minutes or so in that game on Tuesday against Dallas. So you would think, okay, he can't play 17 and a half minutes again to end the game, right? Well, he didn't play 17 and a half minutes. He played about 20 straight minutes to end the game. Zubats played the first couple of minutes of the third quarter, got subbed out way earlier than he should have. That was because Atlanta apparently went on like this 12-1 run, and Doc didn't like the offense and thought that he needed Trez on the floor offensively. Here's my question when it comes to that stuff. Why is it that in the first half, the Clippers can get points with Zoo on the floor, but in the second half, all of a sudden, they have no offense with Zoo on the floor, and so you got to take him out? None of that makes sense to me, that all of a sudden you just bury him, because in the first half, you got points with him on the floor. I think it was 32-16 was the score after one quarter, and Zoo was on the floor for most of that. But now, all of a sudden, he's going to be off the floor because you can't get points with him on it? It doesn't make sense. But then, on top of that, you get 23 offensive rebounds. Zoo's not there to get rebounds. On Tuesday, Montrezl Harrell had 7 offensive rebounds. You know how many he had on Wednesday? 2. Not because he's not a great rebounder. Because he's tired. He played the final 37 minutes or so combined of the two games on Tuesday and Wednesday. That's too much. Now, here's my problem right now. If you're not going to play Zubats and you think that you cannot trust him late in games, you cannot trust him in third quarters, you cannot trust him in fourth quarters. If you're not going to trust him, trade him. It's that simple. Someone else will use him. Everyone's talking about, oh, well, maybe if they trade Harrell, they'll play Zoo more minutes. What about the last couple of months makes you think that might happen? Because if they don't trust Zoo now, why would they trust him later? Because obviously the Clippers are going to get somebody back in return in a Montrezl Harrell deal. Now, is it going to be Robert Covington and Gorgie Jang? I don't think Jang will play over Zoo, but who knows? It's just a problem when right now you acknowledge you don't get rebounds and you acknowledge that a guy is tired at the end of games, and yet you still don't play his backup that gets rebounds and will give you energy and you know hustles, will get points in the paint, will get rebounds, and is a very good defender. Let's not forget that there was a stretch where he did an incredible job against some of the best bigs in the NBA. If I remember correctly, did a great job against LaMarcus Aldridge, who has been fantastic this year. Did a nice job against the Lakers and Anthony Davis. Did a nice job against Rudy Gobert. But all of a sudden, you're not trusting him against John Collins? It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I really think that if you're not going to play Ivica Zubats, and you think, okay, you know what, don't trust him. Trust him in the first quarter. Trust him enough to start him. Don't trust him enough after those 7 or 8 minutes he plays in the first quarter. What are we doing here? What is the end game with Zubats? What's the end game if you're not going to play him in a game where Kawhi, PG, and Pat Beverly are out in a game against Atlanta in the middle of January? What's the end game if you can't play him in this game? Then what makes you think you're going to play him in the postseason? In a game against the Lakers? In a game against Houston? In a game against Utah? What makes you think you're going to play him in that game when you can't play him against Atlanta? It just doesn't make sense to me. And of all times, of all the games, yesterday was the game to try and play Zoo and Pat Beverly together. Yesterday was the time to do that. See what they have together. See if, not Pat, but Pat, Montrezl Harrell. Play Harrell and Zubats together. Do it. Harrell at the 4, Zoo at the 5. Harrell can drive. Zoo, I know, may clog the lane, but figure it out. Try it. Zoo will get the rebounds. You lose that game against Atlanta. I understand that. Tomer thought that was going to happen when we had him on the show on Sunday. On this podcast, he said the Clippers will beat Dallas, which they did. Great job defensively, by the way, in that game. By the way, in that game against KP and against Doncic. Sucked to see Dwight Powell go out with a torn Achilles. It just was unfortunate. But you got the win. You got the win in that game. Zoo sat in the final 17 and a half of that game. I didn't like it then. And I really didn't like it against Atlanta. And I was really unhappy after that game. And it was because of his minutes and because of Harrell's minutes. Harrell's a great player. Has nothing to do with Harrell. I just don't want him playing the final 20 minutes of a game. He's going to get gassed. He's not going to get those offensive rebounds. And guess what he did at the free throw line? 6 of 13. You know why you miss free throws? You're tired. That's one of the reasons why you miss free throws. So I'll be very fascinated to see what the Clippers do with Zoo's minutes in this game against Miami. Because Bam Adebayo is a very good center. And he's a guy that can do a lot. Great passer. Will Zoo play more minutes? I don't know. But this game against Miami is going to be a tough one. Very good home team. Very possible the Clippers lose that game. They are getting Kawhi back. They're not getting PG back. Apparently Pat Beverly is questionable as of Thursday night. And then you play Orlando on Sunday, which should be a win. Sunday, by the way, we're going to have Justin Russo on the podcast. Justin Russo is an incredible guy on Twitter to follow. We'll give out that handle on Sunday. A guy that does game threads every single game. Also has a Patreon where he does videos breaking down every game. So we'll have him on Sunday. We'll talk about a little bit about this game that the Clippers lost on Wednesday, because I know he had some very strong thoughts about it. But mainly we'll talk about the game on Friday against Miami, Sunday against Orlando. And then I also want to talk a little bit about the article from Sam Amick and Jovan Buha. Jovan, by the way, we're going to try and have on the podcast next week to talk about this article that deals with the Clippers' chemistry and whether the Clippers are giving preferential treatment to Kawhi and PG, and that's making the other players unhappy. Are the other players unhappy perhaps at Montrezl Harrell, and that he may have mood swings and that he isn't happy in a game where his box score numbers don't look good, but he is happy in games where his box score numbers do look good? Clippers have already come out. Patterson, Pat Beverly have come out on social media saying it's fake news. But we'll talk to Justin about that article that was in The Athletic. If you have not read it yet, sign up for The Athletic. Very good job by Jovan and Sam. Jovan, a very good reporter. He's done an incredible job with The Athletic. Hopefully we'll have him on next week. So we'll have Justin on Sunday. We'll chat about the weekend games, chat a little bit about Zoo, and then we'll talk about that article as well and talk about the Clippers' chemistry. Appreciate you listening to this podcast. A very quick one. Just wanted to offer my thoughts on Zoo. Wanted to offer my thoughts on Trez. Need to get some thoughts off my chest with that loss. I was unhappy with that loss, but guess what? In the grand scheme of things, it's one loss. Not a big deal. It happens. Clippers move on. They play another game. What matters is when you have Kawhi and PG on the floor together, which hopefully happens soon, and you beat teams when it matters in April, May, and June. This has been the Hoopball Clippers podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at BDMarcus. You can follow the Twitter handle. The Hoopball Clippers is at Hoopball Clips. Follow Hoopball Clips on Twitter. I'm Brandon Marcus saying so long, and we'll talk to you Sunday night after the Clippers game against Orlando.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.